Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's happening, folks? Just wanted to pop this wee message in before the podcast starts. Basically, just I want to thank everyone that's reached out and messaged me over the last couple of weeks. It's been hard. There was a terrible incident at the family home, and unfortunately, my mum's passed. So we haven't been posting no videos, no reels, no TikToks. The podcast you're going to watch was recorded before this incident. And hopefully, now getting into the new year, I can get my head right and can keep myself busy and get more podcasts out, because it's what I love doing. And for anyone that messages me, and if I haven't replied to him, I appreciate it and I love you all. So yeah, enjoy the podcast, because it was a fucking car.
This is fucking cool as fuck. I love this dude already.
How did the other podcast go? Good.
Aye, mate. Oh, it was good. All right, mate. Aye. Do you know who they are? Yeah.
I've seen their clips on TikTok as well. So
yeah. Yes, their podcast been going on 2 years. They just live up the road. So no,
the two professional boxers just won their fights there too as well. It's a soft.
The black guy fights too.
Yeah, they're both professional boxers.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you know them?
Yeah, he knows my business partner from Las Vegas. Yeah, Marcus Deegan. Yeah.
Aye. So, Paddy, welcome, mate. Welcome to the Working Class Podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you very much, bro.
Good to have you here, brother.
No, man. Thank you so much, man. I'm really grateful to be here, man.
Are you living up here, mate? Right?
Jesus Christ, man. Do I look like I'm from the North, bro? I'm a black Republican, but. I live in the countryside. I live in Kildare, Bonestreven. Sure, you can tell I'm a black Koji, man.
That's it, big man.
You can smell the Kush right off me.
He's active.
I'm active, yeah, bro. Oh, I'm active, man. Yeah. So it's pretty cool, yeah.
What have you been? What we were speaking anyway. We were talking about earlier on, but what was that doing earlier on there?
So basically, we had a long day today, bro. So I've been in few counties today, having a crack, spreading the Christmas joy and the Christmas spirit to the world. You know yourself.
All
right. And I went to the Belfast Christmas market, man. The crack there was unreal, bro. It's like I walked in there and I felt like I walked into Narnia. It was like, oh, like so many things was happening. There was cake. It was a good experience anyway. And I was just thinking you guys probably would have maybe been free. Then I came
in. Actually, it's good we got it done now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was crazy, man. And we packed out here and we in a white BMW, and you want to see the neighbors opening their windows and a black man in a BMW, and they were like, go ahead, and they were come back out like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, you know what, let's just get the fuck out of here just in case, bro, because I'm a black Republican, you know.
That's it. You looked after up here, mate. You're welcome here, big man. We open arms, 100%.
Oh, you guys actually very, like, you know what, right? It's so funny because I've been doing videos for a while now. Yep. And when I was coming down to the north, people were like, you can't be going to the north of Ireland. You can't be going there saying, what's the story, what's the crack and all. You get shot. You can't be going there now. And I was like, oh, shit. And I went to Belfast, and the first place I visit was Shankill.
Yeah, man, I know you've seen a couple of videos.
And they're cracking up. They're going,
it was crazy because, bro, I was scared, bro. Yeah. I just said, you know, let's see where the crack is. And I won't lie to you, man, they are the most welcoming motherfuckers I've ever come across. Like, literally, when they saw me, the first was, Black Paddy, come here, you mad bastard, come here, come here. And you want to see the crack? No, really, bro. You want to see the crack I got, right? And how welcomed I was. And it was just the most craziest thing. Now, the question is, Will I go back to Shankill? Hell fucking no. I've done it before and it was great, bro. I don't know if I want to go to
you. You live to tell the tale.
No, I'm just joking, but Shankill is deadly. I might do a part two now. 100%. Yeah, in the Ranger stop.
you done it on the 12th of July.
I did one on the 12th of July as well, yeah.
Which is fucking...
Oh, man, that video was amazing. Literally, that video trend all the way to America and like they were like, oh my God, who is this black guy? He's a hero, man. This guy is bringing people together. Yeah. Not knowing back home, they're like, you're fucking traitor, going to the blade and fucking, fucking
yeah,
enemy. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was like, Jesus Christ. And to be fair, like I wasn't, it's more from the intention, right? Because I feel like I'm doing this out of love. I just want to have, because I've experienced the Irish tradition. Now I want to experience the other side. Like I don't really say religion, man. I know I have cross t-shirt, but I am very spiritual. Yeah. Like, you know, I am very, very spiritual. I'm that kind of a person that will like ground myself to the ground, hug a tree, literally. 100%. I'm that kind of a person, like, you know yourself.
And
that's who I am as a person. So I don't see Christianity or Muslim or I just believe that whatever you believe in, it's what you believe in. Yeah. Who am I to judge? You know, that kind of way. So that's who I am as a person. So when I go to the north of Ireland and I seen the Protestants and the other Protestantians and the Catholicans, I don't know what the name is anymore.
Yeah, whatever
in the fucking middle, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Let's just have the crack and drink some pint of Guinness, you know. So that's basically what it is. Yeah. I'm doing this not for myself. I'm doing this for like the future of our children.
100%.
Like if you see the Catholic and the Protestants and they're all whatever going on. But man, you want to go to this Belfast city center and go to a random pub and see where there's a Catholic and this person in a pub, you have the
you're
best crack of
together.
Your life.
So you are.
Because they're two different people, man. The crack, so imagine the crack we will have when there's two people and whenever they come together and just be one and have the crack, regardless of the color of your skin, your religion, your sexuality, whoever you're riding, just come down and drink some black stuff. It's all about love at the end of the day, you know.
100%. Split the G, you know what I mean?
Oh man, that's one thing. Split G is getting me into trouble as well. No, I'm being honest with you because I've been drinking Guinness for so long. I've been drinking, like, literally, look at the color of my skin. That's how much I've been drinking fucking Guinness. You know that kind of way? Like, it's crazy. And it's kind of like, you know, that's how much I've been drinking Guinness. Yeah. And I've tried my best to, you know, approach Guinness and, you know, if Guinness can sponsor the Black Paddy. You know, like
you know what I mean.
But listen, just the fact that I split the G, it's like you're promoting necking. You're promoting like, you know, bad.
I'm gonna show you my tune. I've got a song about Guinness. Enjoy Stout.
No way.
Let
me hear the tune. Can I hear the tune?
I'll let you hear the tune.
This is so cool, bro.
I've seen the video, man. I love Stout too. I love Guinness, man.
No way, man. You need to drink more, bro.
You can't tell, can you? No.
I can't fucking tell, bro.
Brilliant, bro. I must show you. It's a hip hop tune. It's about just drinking, enjoying stout. You know what I mean? It's getting all the lads out.
Let me hear this.
That sounds like you.
I swear to was me for a minute.
With the stout, man. Never work for a place that employs coach driver. So I like to make the most and enjoy stout.
That is actually cool, bro.
What do you mean?
Yeah, bro.
Are you still rapping?
Yeah, I'm an MC.
Bro, Mikey, that was good, bro.
Yeah, bro, appreciate it, bro.
Yeah,
appreciate
that was good, bro. That was pretty dope.
So I know how it feels. I love stout.
Yeah, okay, cool. Fair enough. Now we should go try Guinness together,
man.
You know what? I'm going to be visiting this town actually today or Friday. Tomorrow, Friday. I'm going to be trying the fish and chips in this town.
Yeah.
I'll text you guys if I'm coming.
It's my birthday tomorrow, so I'll be enjoying stout this week.
Bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'll be having some stout.
In relation to the 12th.
We're going out on Saturday.
Yeah, bro. That would be cool, man.
Will you be in
Belfast? So I'm thinking, right? I am thinking because I have so much schedule going on, right?
Yeah.
But I believe that idea would be very good for content, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, that's what
so
I mean.
So I've met this guy on a night out coming back and he is vibing. To fuck, then I can imagine what's gonna happen on that day 12. Man, it'd be a mad man. Imagine three of us
100%
going into a pub. Working class and the black party.
The working class parties. 100%.
That'd be cool, bro. Yeah, yeah, shit, bro.
Man, I'd love to do it.
Man, okay, so a lot of people do be asking me, so Black Paddy, where has been your best pint in the whole of Ireland? Wow. And the answer is the Bills.
Yeah.
I went there one morning to get a Guinness, but your mouth was closed. He came out, so he said, oh, Black Paddy, you're coming in for a pint of Guinness. Jesus Christ, you can't be drinking. It's not open yet, but guess what? Come back around 10 o'clock, we're open, yeah? You can get some Guinness, but no fucking Coke, yeah? Just Guinness. Just drink Guinness. I was like, right, cool, cool. Enough, yeah, yeah, but the Beatles is my best place for pints of Guinness.
Bro. I've actually never had one in Beatles, too.
No way. I've never tried one in Beatles. Yeah. I feel like the Guinness has some type of taste. It's like when you drink it, the end... tasty effect is like a bit of gems and a beer mixed together. It doesn't make sense, but it's weird. It's like, that's yeah. pretty dope.
I must try it, that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
He's
yeah.
putting his pints up to £10.
What?
That's what they're going up to. I was on the front of the paper yesterday.
That's a whole fucking mortgage in Africa, bro. There's a shortage. There's a fucking pound. There's a shortage. How many houses you can buy in Africa with that? Fuck, I'm a big damn man for a bank. Why?
There's
why?
A shortage yeah. in Guinness, apparently.
Shortage in Guinness.
Apparently, have you not heard?
Man, maybe that's me drinking a whole fucking Guinness.
Not in Ireland, like, there's no shortage in Ireland.
There's a Guinness factory. There's a Guinness factory. Where they make Guinness, man? How can there be shortage, bro? They can't be. That's a promo effect. I don't give a fuck, man.
Do you not, yeah. do you not like a harp? Do you not, you tried harp?
I've drunk harp. I love harp. Harp is actually a good drink. And when I'm on holidays, you know, sometimes just when it's really sunny and you want to just have a light beer and just want to have the crack, a bit of harp, yeah. A bit of Heineken or whatever they sell in their country. But when I'm in Ireland, Guinness is... But like, I've been to different countries. The reason why I don't drink Guinness in other countries is because, man, imagine how much Guinness have to travel.
Exactly. It's not nice. I was in Australia and I had the Guinness and it wasn't good, bro.
There's no point lying. I'm not gonna, exactly.
It's not creamy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm not going to come into your bar in Australia and be like, wow, that's the best Guinness I've ever tasted. Nah, fuck that, bro. So when I go to different places, I like to try their local drink as well, you know, just kind of see.
The local cuisine, the local
let me see what your local drink is like, you know, that kind of way. So Guinness, like, I love Guinness so much because Guinness is originally from Africa, just to let you know, just in case you don't know. Okay, Nigeria is where
is it actually?
Yeah. Nigeria is where Guinness was actually originally. Actually? Yeah, exactly.
Where are you from? Like, Africa?
No, I'm from originally from Sligo.
What's that? I
was on holidays, I was like, my lovely time.
Slag-o-rovers. Yes, very much.
I love them though. Legend of a game. Oh, I went to watch them for the first time and they lost. I was really I know. I felt bad. But they're still they're a good crack. It was a great game. Yeah, I'm actually originally from Nigeria. As I actually told my uncle, I was gonna be on the podcast, on the Working Class podcast. But he doesn't like to do phone call. He likes to email people. No problem.
All right.
I would love to go to Nigeria one day, like, see.
Man, you should, bro. You will love it, man. Oh, you will love you. The food, great. The music, the dancing. Man, you will just love. I think you will love Nigeria. Nigeria is like, you know, that country whereby you see a bit of poorness going around you. A bit of poorness. It's just the corrupt government that's manufacturing those kind of saying.
A bit like here, kind of too.
Man, I would like to. I never knew how worse here was. To be fair, no, genuinely, like, you know, when I came to Ireland, it's all, like, beautiful. What's the story? What's the crack? I felt special. Like, literally, I was, like, literally, people would be coming up to me, touching my hair. Oh, my God, I love your hair. Feels like a Brillo pad. Let's touch it one more time. I'm like, yeah, touch your hair. And it was actually very cool and literally amazing. Then fast forward, like, now, you know, things are changing now. I thought it was special before. Now there's so many African people now coming to Ireland now. You know yourself. I'm like, okay, cool. There's Africans, there's Ukrainians, there's Romanians, there's Brazilians.
Oh, and multicultural.
It's like I go to Dublin now and I feel like I'm in London. Like literally, it's very multicultural, very mixed and stuff like that. Yeah. Which is actually great. To be fair, it's actually really nice because you're meeting new people, you're seeing different cultures, you're engaging with different people.
I feel like most places. All countries are kind of like that now, whereas if you go to, doesn't matter what country you go to, there's going to be all different types of people no matter where you go. I'm only back from Amsterdam and it was just loads, it was all different, like cultures are too, you know what I mean, and different types of people. But I think Amsterdam's one of them places in Europe too, there's loads and loads of people in it, like. But it's anywhere in the world you go now, it's not just the people from that country, it's everyone.
I went to Amsterdam before too, but I didn't notice the different people because all I was focused on was the red light district. Yes, I wasn't really aware of the multicultural people there going on. But the thing is, what I'm trying to say is, like, there's so much multicultural people in Ireland, which is great. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Because, of course, we need to experience more cultures. Uh-huh. We need to accept more people. But now I'm saying we're as Irish minorities and the Irish people, we're struggling.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Moments now for, you know, housing. We need more, you know, medical stuff going on.
Yeah. Because
low-key, we are struggling. And I'm literally voicing as well for them. Now, the Irish government are like, you know what? Nah, okay, it's okay. We don't really care about what's going on right now, but we're trying to help other countries like Ukraine, which is great, you know, which I don't support war and I don't support any bad things going on in the country. I hope the world is a better place for everybody, okay? Now, the Irish government are helping the people like Ukraine to come in to the country and stuff like that, regardless of what's going on. Exactly. Like, let's put the curtain down for a minute and let's talk to each other. Like, let's talk to each other in the country. Like, do we really know these Ukrainians that well? Let's be real. Let's have a real conversation, like, together as family, you know? Do we, like, you know? Because, like, we're bringing people into the country and we don't know what's going on and the people are crying, you know? Like, I was, like, I'm happy. First time in my life, they're not telling black people to go out. Like, Ukrainians, like, oh, this is, you know? I'm like, it's a bit of peace of mind, you know? We're all fighting with the Ukrainians now, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, but it's not like we're fighting, but all I'm saying is that, you know, with what's going on in the world right now,
I feel like
in politics, I feel like in the whole world, we should be nice and we should just be fair with everybody, you know. And things like this causes more racism, because I realized that I've been doing this traveling with Black Party for over 5 years now, 4 years during the lockdown, and everything before this Ukrainian war started happening has been so great and has been happening, but I have felt that the country has been in so much sadness and anger because of all this situation, which is causing anger, racism, and everyone turning on each other, you know? Yeah. And that has affected so many things, businesses.
I've seen a lot of videos
commenting racial stuff. Even to me, you're black bastard, go back to your country. And I'm like, sometimes I don't really...
Do you get that, though?
What do you mean, do I get that?
Does everyone that love you? Like, I think it's in our town, you must get absolutely tortured. Everyone must know you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm loved by Ireland, and I'm really grateful by that. So grateful, because like the amount of love I have gotten from Ireland is just unreal. Like I was in Dubai recently, bro. I was bored.
Know you out there though?
Bro, nobody give a fuck, bro.
No,
it was just more like Habibi, yalla, trying to sell me some clothes. I'm like, no, bro, I'm famous. You know who I am? Like Habibi, yalla, I never. But I went to an Irish bar and I was around there, because when I went to the Irish bar, I felt so special. People come up to me for pictures. I spent half of my time drinking in Dubai, bro, because there was no weed over there. But
must have a hangover every day,
bro, man.
Do you?
You know, like, the thing is, I used to have a hangover. Now I just feel like it's just a headache. It's more of a headache now. It's just more of a pain
you
somewhere.
You just get through it.
And I know the older you get, the more you get random pains in your body. You get like this hip pains and this knee pains. So to me right now, hangover is just part of these situations now, you know what I'm saying? But I think hangover genuinely stems from, like, let's say whiskey. Too much whiskey.
Cocaine.
Have you seen the size of my nose, bro? I don't do that shit, man. That should be expensive. I'm going to swallow the whole bag. It's crazy. So, like, when I go out drinking, I just try to get, like, let's say, 2 or 3 pints. And
that's it?
Yeah, and that's it.
You get your videos?
Yeah, get my videos, 3 or 4 pints, you know. I won't be that kind of guy that will go around and drink my ass off. And, man, like, literally, if I drink that much, I end up shitting perf. Like, you know, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. But I genuinely just kind of, like, drink a little bit and just kind of like, yeah, that's how I...
How old are you?
I'm 38, bro.
Aye?
Yeah, man.
Fuck her. You're doing all right for 38. Like,
oh,
man.
Thank you so much,
38
man.
Or 28?
38.
38?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I thought you said 20.
Black don't crack, bro.
What? That's
it.
Black don't crack.
That's hard to tell. Like, a hard to tell a black person's age, isn't it?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, is that what he means?
Yeah.
I don't get the saying.
Black don't crack.
Don't crack, what?
How old are you?
I'm 30. I should have asked you what.
Bro, you're not 30, bro.
No, I am alright.
Whites don't crack too, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you do that, bro? You don't look 30, bro.
Just good looking, mate. Bro. Guess.
And how old are you, bro?
I'm fucked. So
it's
his
birthday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm 27 tomorrow.
No, you're a baby still, man. Enjoy that shit, bro.
I'm
27. Bro, I can't even remember.
I feel like I'm getting old, bro.
Nah, bro, feel young, nigga. Fuck that 27. Yeah. Bro, I'm going to enjoy that, bro. How old are you, bro? 31, okay, you're still in, but you're still young 30. I can see 40 from here, bro. I'm like, hey, what's that? Yeah,
Paddy, did I see Conor McGregor? Did he put a post out about you before?
Don't ask your shit, me with that motherfucker. Was
he says, like, fuck you or something, eh? Does he like you?
I don't really know Conor McGregor.
But I think he put a post.
I've met him a few times, but I don't know him like that.
Yeah.
I don't even support him. I mean, he's
a great guy.
He's a great guy. He's a great sportsman, but I don't condone his actions. You know
what he done?
What he done? You know, like he's a great guy.
Now the thing is.
I don't know if she's doing it for the money or if she's for real, because who am I to judge? But
it takes two to tango.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know. It takes two to tango. But if like you have to go to somewhere with somebody and no, so
in the hotel and then leave only the next day.
You know, no, she might look, but I don't condone what Conor McGregor did.
Yeah.
But if she has to go all the way to a hotel, right, and meet up with Conor McGregor, right, and sit in the bed with Conor McGregor, whatever they're doing, I don't condone what Conor McGregor did, to be fair. I feel like it's not right. You know, I wasn't there. I'm just hearing stories going on.
But if she can go
on TV, on social media, and talk about this to the world and literally cry about this, man, sometimes I actually think in my head, like, you know, I have a daughter, and imagine she's on TV crying about something. That will break my heart.
Yeah,
you know, that will hurt my feelings so much. So, in a way, that should be a lesson. Even for me, as a famous person, if a girl like me, I'd be like, can you sign this, please? Can you sign here? Can I get the phone number?
This
should be a lesson. I don't know. You know what I mean?
He could pull any girl he wants. Why would he need anyone?
Bro, that's so funny! You just said a girl for me! I love Belfast, bro. Fucking brilliant. Oh, fuck's sake. No, all I'm just saying basically is
you're actually so right. Because
like,
you just pull out
like
you
have all the money, right? You can go to Italy. You can go to Spain. You can go to fucking Africa. Like you did it on your fucking doorstep. Like, that was even though he kissed her right beside your bleeding
and see
doorstep.
See, to be honest, like the girl's not great looking, like he she's not like,
oh, Jesus Christ. No, well, I wouldn't say she's not, she's actually hot, like she's taking her, she has a husband, so you know, and
well, she's a millionaire now.
She's not a millionaire.
No, she's
millionaire.
Only got 200 grand or something, isn't it?
Well, 200 grand, Richard.
Oh, 200.
Bro.
He can skyscrape me for 200 grand.
Oh, my God. Conor McGregor scratched my back. I'm going to take him to court. Yeah, he scratched my back. I need 50 grand. He scratched my back. Really.
Sure, what about the weed? There were a video of him over when he was mentally having sex with his wife. And there was a wee lads waiting behind, they were hiding behind the fence, and there were videos of
his
wife.
His actual wife, like.
And they're zooming in. He's in. It was here.
It was over here. These wee lads. They were videoing. I forget where it was, but there was like at a wee fuck.
They're like, they're climbing up in the fence and you can see in the window when he's fucking far away.
This is my Belfast's. But in all fairness, that guy never get a peace of mind though. Like, you can even have sex with your wife.
But he's fucking, he's a superstar. Like, yeah, mega superstar.
In all fairness.
And he's stupid. Like, for being so big, he does stupid stuff.
I think it's not that he's stupid, right? He's authentic. That's what it is.
See, the audio got released, or the fake Khabib was saying to him.
Khabib doesn't like him at all in one bit. Like, if Khabib is literally like, Khabib was like, you get what you deserve. But I just feel like Conor McGregor is an authentic person. He's a guy that he's not like, I'm not letting money change me. This is who I was before I became a millionaire, and this is what I'm living. I can't change. But now, universe is using this situation to change him as a man, as a person, to be a better person. And if you can't learn from this, bro.
That's a good way to put it, Paddy. It is true.
That's why I feel like it's going on right now. But it's this world we're living right now, especially when you're famous. Literally everything you do, it's not like personal now. Whatever you do, whatever act you make, you're doing it for the world. That's why you're called an influencer. Yeah. Like that's the price you pay for that. We as influencer or famous whatnot, when you decide to put your stuff on social media, you're having a signature with whatever it is that, look, you know what? Whatever I do from now on, the whole world has a judgmental shit on it. That's why me, personally, I live my life as a normal person. You know, I live my life as authentic as I can. Like, I could easily be a deadly guy on Walking Dead and looking cool all the time, but that's not fucking me. Yeah. That's not me. I'm a nice person. I'm a nice guy. Yeah. You know, I'm a guy who will literally talk to you. I'm that guy. You know, that kind of way. So I want to stay that way. You know, I don't want whatever is happening in my life change the
stay
kind of person.
Authentic.
Yeah, authentic.
Should you full time influencer?
Yeah, full time, bro. Yeah. So I'm a stand up comedian. I do like social media influencing. I do like kids entertainment, like young kids entertainment. Yeah, before I became famous, that's what I do. I dress up as a clown and go to like kids' birthday party. That was my job, bro.
So you were always entertaining.
Like, I wear a Spider-Man costume, do a backflip for kids. That was my job, and I was funny, bro. Literally, I would be there like for 35 minutes, go to the back and smoke for weeks. I was hustling, bro. Goddamn, bro.
Are you on any shirt out? Things like Cameo.
Yeah, I'm on Cameo. Yeah. Actually, I'm on Cameo. I actually made a grand this year on Cameo.
That's great.
No, just from shout out, bro. Literally, I don't know. But like, I think I need to start promoting it. So if anyone wants a shout out from the Black Party, it's Cameo there, Fabi D. So I give you a shout out.
See, Fabi D. Is that your real name?
So Fabi D is my real name is David. That's my real name, David.
David?
So Fabio D, before I started being famous, like I said, when I was younger, I have ADHD. I like attention. Everybody looked at me.
Do you have ADHD?
Oh, bro.
Is it legit? Because you're so hyper.
I could tell when I met you. I could tell. Because we both bounced on each other. Like,
yeah.
And your mate was like, come on, let's go. We kept talking. I'm like, I was like, that was fucking unreal, bro. So like, you know, when I was younger, I've always have that charismatism and stuff like that. And, you know, I've always wanted to be something, but I don't know what it was. So when I came to Ireland, I was a musician. Rapper, I was a rapper, and I didn't know what name to call myself, but I really like this guy. On you guys are young now, but years ago, there's this guy called Fabulous. Very lovely. I love his style, like, you know. So I wanted to be like him, and I said, my name is Fabulous David. And the girl I was with at the time was like, nah, that's too cringy. Why don't you say Fabu D? Fabu D. All right. So that's how much I was calling myself as a rapper. And no one told me I was shit. But like, I had to find out the hard way, you know. Then people was like, man, you're funny, man. You should do stand-up. I mean, you should do like, you know, comedy stand-up. And
you're original, bro.
Yeah, man. That's life, bro, you know.
So you up in the north much, and
love the north because I get so much amazing attention here, man. See, the people of the north, I don't know if you guys are constantly drunk, but whenever I come here, bro, the amount of love I do be getting from the northern people, it's unreal, bro. It's like the most hyper. Like, I feel like I'm entertained instead of I come here to make people laugh, but people end up making me laugh. I'm like, man, this is unreal.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, it's a win-win. But the south, I get that in the south as well. But south is home. South is where I grew up. It's where I was homeless for 3 years. It's where everyone knows me. They know my story in the south. They've seen me on the street. You know yourself. I've been that guy in the south. You know,
yeah.
I'm banned off the road for 10 years from driving in the south. You know,
Yes, bro.
I've been to prison in the south. You know, wow. So like everything that's happened, I've lived that rough life. Now I'm like, you know what? The southern people have seen the Black Party, Fabi D, changing from Fabidi and stay consistent and generating into Black Paddy and seeing the growth.
That's good, mate.
Yeah, you know that kind of way.
Well done, big man.
Oh, thank you very much,
come,
man.
You've come a long way.
Just to be there for the kids as well, yeah. You know, just to show them love and, you know, just to show them the right direction. I want to be a role model for them. Let them see my life and I can't change them.
On a positive note.
Yeah, you know, I can't be there to give out to them all the time because of the sacrifice I'm making right now, not being there around them, but they will see my legacy. They will see that, okay, this is what he has to do, regardless of what is going through, and he's actually being resilient and he's going. So it's what I want to teach them.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Just that spirit of resiliency, regardless of what life throws at you, you keep going because it's part of what you have to take to get that little taste of, you know, freedom.
Struggle breaks success.
It is. It does. You know what I mean? It does, man. It does. Yeah. And you have to be very emotionless, bro, when you're actually at the struggle, because sometimes when I realize that when I put my emotion into something, it always give me a little bit of setback and delay. And I'm like, oh my God, so this is how it works. You just have to show no emotion, even though you deeply are in love with this. But just because you want to get something better, you just have to move on and just go for it, you know? So that's how it might not be struggle physically, but struggle emotionally. So this is why we have to be physically strong, mentally strong, you know, that, and when you're strong physically and you're strong mentally, trust me, nothing anyone can throw at you that will affect you. For example, someone is being mean to you, calling your own names, you're black, go back to your country. But bro, if you're spiritually strong, you will understand that you are not the person he's talking to. He's going through a lot right now. He needs a bit of happiness to see the other side. He's on the other side of darkness. You're on the good side. So when someone is being mean to you or saying negative things to you, just always remember that you're not the one, because you're spiritually strong. You know, you wish well for everybody. You want everybody to do well. You're looking after your own self because you're on your own God. So it's part of just being physically and spiritually strong, bro.
Yeah.
Where do you get your confidence? Have you just always been like that?
No, I actually got my confidence from God, bro. So like I said, my spirituality is the most, like, people might not see that about me. I might go around and have the crack, but when I'm alone, it's me and God, bro. It's me and him.
Yeah.
Yes, bro.
So are you Catholic again?
No, I'm like,
we're Catholics, so you probably don't know where you are.
Yeah, no.
But people up here know who's Catholic and Protestant by what are you living.
No
but
way.
So we'd be Catholics, and then I thought you were born here.
I moved here when I was 14. So I moved here when I was 14 years of age. That's when I've been living in Ireland for over 20 years. That's why I call myself Black Paddy now, you know, because I think I deserve.
I thought you were born here.
Man, have you heard the accent of my
accent?
Yeah, I don't think I do have the accent. I have
Irish twang in there.
No, I don't have the twang. Like, all right, what's the story? All right,
yeah.
I only use that for emergencies, you know. If anybody's trying to rob me, that's when I use the Irish accent. Like, what are you trying to rob now? Hey, Bata, you got me brother from Ballymun after, you know. Yeah, get away from me now.
It's Dublin, is that a Dublin accent?
That's a Dublin accent. It doesn't work in Belfast though, it gets it where it.
Can you do a Belfast accent?
Yeah. That's us, mate. I don't know. I love the Belfast accent. It's literally just
hardly understand.
Oh my god! Sometimes when you speak, I have to say, "Well, I have to listen to you properly."
And that's me talking slow.
No way, man.
Yes, we see our podcast. It can only really go out till people in Northern Ireland, because if it goes any further, they don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, but no, you have a very strong accent. His accent is more relaxed. I can really understand him more.
Because he's a stoner.
That's why we were relaxed.
I'm laid back, bro.
I'm just chill, bro.
Oh, bro, man, no, bro. I love smoking weed, man. I remember my first weed experience in Ireland was, I never smoked weed, neither do I had sex, right? I'm a late bloomer to those things, bro. Because I had this African tradition, you can't have sex, you can't smoke, you know, you have to be married, you know, you have to stay clean, blah, blah. And, you know, when
is
I came
that,
to...
It's Muslim, is that?
No, just being an African Christian. See, it's not like, we have Catholic, we have Protestants, and we have like Black church. They're just more like, hallelujah, Jesus, happy day. that's more like my joy. I don't know what to call that, but you know it's dead. Yeah. But like, no, I am no, but like, you know, it's you know, I don't know, it's just a thing, you know, and Catholic, the priest fuck the child, and in my church, the pastor fuck the wife. That type of church I went to. But like, you know, my confidence, right? Right when I came to Ireland, and I like I said, I'm very spiritual. So whenever I am doing anything in this life, I put God first. If I'm going to do a stand-up comedy, I put God first. Bro, do you know how nervous I get before I go on stage?
Yeah.
Like, I have to be like, and the funny thing is, I try to smoke some weed just to calm me down so I can go. But it's like, the more weed you smoke, the more anxiety you get. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Sometimes I'm happens,
like, bro. Yeah. I'm like, oh no. Oh, you know, fucked it up.
Oh, you're like,
bro, I can't even control myself.
A few Guinness, do you know, I'd rather have a couple of Guinness.
Guinness calms you down, but man, not when your heart is racing and you know you're about to do something great. You need to go on stage and literally make people laugh. That's when you know, like, it's a different
story. You put the pressure on yourself,
bro, and you start thinking so much. But like, weed for me, it helps me a lot when it comes to creating. So
do you write your own stuff?
Everything I do, I write, man. Everything I do, I write. I plan myself a lot. I really plan myself. I know where I'm about to be. I know what I'm about to do. I plan myself so much. Now, like, for example, today I'm going to visit Mr. Cookstown. I was like, okay, what's
good? It is a shithole. Absolute
shithole.
I used to work in it. I used to be a courier. It is the worst place. The best thing about it is the road out of it.
Fuck Cookstown.
You know what's funny, right?
It's just all farmers.
You can all say that, you know yourself, because you're fucking white. If a black man says it's fucking shit, that's it. I've been deported back to Africa. No, but like, Cookstown is actually a deadly town. I love it. Time Nightclub, I've been working there for years. I used to MC in Time Nightclub. If I want to visit a town like Cookstown, I'll first of all try to Google the town and see what the town is all about. You know, look at the population, look at what they're into. Then I'll imagine in my head, okay, what do I see the Black Party doing in Cookstown? Where do I start from Cookstown? You know what? So I vision all these things, right? And I do this when I'm fucking stoned.
Yeah, Cookstown, it's just a wee, road.
It's like a long strip. When you're stoned, it's a dead strip, bro.
All the farmers.
You feel like you're Morocco, bro. It's fucking...
I would say that they're about 15 years behind us.
Bro, I swear to God. I can relate to you, bro.
Bro, I'm like, it's crazy. I look at life with a pinch of salt. I don't take things like serious in my life. I'm more like, let's all enjoy this while we're alive, and let's have the crack, you know, because we don't have long left, you know, not gonna. Life is just like in the minute like that. So when you feel like, you know, when you're worried about the littlest thing, when I mean the littlest thing, about him, about yourself, about the future, about your family, about, man, it's ticking. You just have to keep, like, you know,
keep the wheels turning.
Keep going. You know what I mean? And 100%. That's what's going on in my life right now. And with the help of God, bro, I can see myself like literally like being the best version of myself. Yeah. So that's basically what it is.
So what's next for the Black Party?
Very good question. I actually love that, which I'm actually genuinely like working on right now. So what's next for the Black Party is I'm seeing myself traveling out of Ireland, doing more like, you know, European tours, you know, trying like, you know, Irish Guinness in different towns in Europe, you know, trying to see their own traditional culture. Because I've realized that as a man from Africa who came here at the age of 14 and experienced the Irish culture and seen how beautiful and how deadly this culture is, then imagine what type of culture out there in the world that you can fucking experience. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe I can go to Poland and see what they're like. It might be shy back, but you know what? Let's just get a crack. Let's go to Brazil and see what they're like. Go to America and be like, 100%. Oh, no way. You know, just want to see what...
Black Party World Wave.
Yes, you know, share this energy, this love that I have in my heart to the world. And whatever happens, you know. So that's my next project, but
I can see it happening.
Yeah,
like,
I feel you've got the right attitude and the right character. I like, if you have, if you can do that, mate, I think you'll definitely, like, if you go for it, I think you'll definitely do well. Like,
thank you so much, yeah, man. Mate. Thank you.
Confidence is a big thing, and you have bundles of it.
Yeah, I know, with the help of God, bro, I believe I can do anything.
I think if you put you anywhere in the world, you'll succeed.
You're brave, mate, you will.
No, that's, like, I went to Dubai recently, and when I was in Dubai, I spoke to so much Indians, Pakistans, and they were not Irish. And everything I get from these people is, I like your personality. You're very nice. They were giving me so much compliment. This is just me being me here. Yeah. This is me being Black Paddy here in Ireland, but this were just Pakistanis and Indians. And they're like, what the fuck? I love this dude. Literally, that's what everyone, literally, them guys are wore all white, were being nice to me. Yeah. Well, bro, a guy literally said, open his car, tell me to sit in the car. And I was like, they were just happy because of my attitude. So, if I have the same attitude around different places in the world and show people that sometimes it's not all about just being serious, it's all about being happy, because at the end of the day, not everybody is you, not everybody can be you. You're different. What you give to the world is different from what he can give to the world, but I know I can give this to the world, so I might as well show that talent, because the capability of things that the Black Paddy can do, I don't think anybody can do that. The amount of things that I've been through,
there's only one Black Paddy,
bro. I'm telling you, man, it took me a long time to realize that. I felt like what I was doing was easy and everyone can do it, until I had a burnout, like, fuck.
Do you know if you see, if you were white, it wouldn't work. I wouldn't know.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You would get called cringy, and
I don't think so. I think I don't think so. If I was white, and there's a guy that I follow on TikTok, check him out after this. It's called Kieran McDonald, right? Now, this guy's from Dublin. He has, when I met him, he had only 19k followers on TikTok and 12k on Instagram. Now he has nearly 1 million on TikTok and 1 million on Instagram. Do you know what he does?
What's he doing?
He pretends to be a Black guy, and he tries a lot of African food. He chats up African girls in Dublin. And man, he's literally good. Like, if me and Kieran walk through Dublin, white people say hello to me, Black people say hello to Kieran. So
that's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Do you understand? Yeah. It's how you carry yourself, regardless of what color you are. If you're willing to accept people's culture, the amount of love you will get back. Yeah. You're accepting cultures. You can either go around and start slagging people and slagging their culture, like, you're sure, look at what you're wearing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you can either have fun with them. And just like, if you now go to Brazil and you start doing a lot of Brazilian or doing a lot of Colombian vibe and Colombian music, and you dance to the Colombian song, before you know, you'll be known because you're the Irish guy that does that kind of stuff.
Because I'm
a Black guy accepting the Irish culture, that's why the Irish people open their hands out to me. Some people be like, oh, Irish people, they're racist. Well, you can't tell, because they love to have the crack in the first place. Irish people, like, I'll be walking through Dublin and an Irish guy will be like, all right, come here, I'm not racist, all right? I have a black and white TV at home. I'm not fucking. You can't even tell.
Irish people are the biggest immigrants, too, so they can't really be racist. Like, you know what I mean?
You know, and that's true, because I remember years ago on every English pub, they used to be like, no Irish, no dog, no black. Yeah. Oh. And that's crazy, because look at me now, I'm Black and I'm Irish. If I go to London or go to a random pub and start barking, rah, 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 that's. That'd be fucking crazy, bro. Oh, like, you know, but like, I just feel like Irish people like, when you are very nice to Irish people, they'll be nice back. Being Australian, I don't think they care about your color, in all fairness. Yeah. Like, if you're a cunt, you're just a fucking cunt in their eye. Yeah, you know, they don't really see that.
Yeah.
So the like of me go around different town and making people laugh and happy, they can see the goodness past what they're seeing. So they're like, fuck, this guy is a legitimate guy, and they accept that. But if you come in and you're more like into your nose, and you know, like, bro, I've been to Dublin and I've said hello to foreign people and they look at me like, huh, with their nose, and they're very angry. And I'm like, you just need to be nice to bring niceness to your life, regardless of what it is. If you're living a very hectic life, whenever you wake up in the morning, if you have that positive attitude, say hello to people, accept compliments, and stay the positive energy and positive vibe, trust me, you will live a very great positive life. It genuinely works. Like, because me personally, when I'm very positive and I'm in a very high vibe, great things happens to me, bro.
You're like a magnet. You attract what you are.
Like, if I will wake up in the morning and say to my phone, today is going to be a good day, I'll say that to my Instagram story and I'll put the story up and I'll leave my house. I'll go to a random shopping center, really having a crack. And I can go to a random shop called Shoe, and I'm trying to shoe on. The manager comes out. Oh, Black Paddy, you know what? You can have those shoes for free.
Oh, that's just shame.
My
yeah.
energy glowing, and I'm attracting those yeah. little things in my life. 100%. So I believe, and if you're on a shitty day, you just attract the shitty things, you know, that kind of way, yeah. which it does happen
that's
to
facts,
me.
Man,
it does, no, it does happen to me before. Like, actually, the first time I actually got depressed, first time in my life that I got depressed, because, man, I'm from Africa. I've never been depressed
Black
in my life.
Black Paddy got depressed?
Bro. When I got banned off the road for 10 years, bro, I've never experienced such an embarrassment in my life. I was a guy who drives BMW as Fabudi. I was cool. Fabudi was a rapper. Black BMW, tinted windows.
The man?
Yeah, the man, you know. No insurance, no tax, nothing.
I'll break right up.
Yeah, but the car was cool though. It was then. It was like, it was unreal. Never mind insurances. Look at the car. Look at the body kit. Look at the, like, you know, look at the tires and all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But no insurance, no tax, no MCP, nothing, bro. I was literally enjoying life. My window was tinted. You can't even see me driving, bro. I'm not joking, bro. All you just see is my teeth on the steering, bro, like literally happy. And I remember I was driving to a place called Mayo, and the guard, the police, they pulled me over. And before they pulled me over, it was like an undercover car. I couldn't even tell if it was a guard or not because, man, I don't know. It was like a blue, it was like a blue Ford and no police sign. No, it was like an undercover car. And this car was behind me for like 5 minutes, bro. My leg was shaking. I don't know if I should go fast or if I should go slow. Freaking and I was just, I was freaking out there through my rearview mirror trying to like drive properly, bro. Like I was literally like scared. I felt like going into a guard section to report there's a car following me now. You don't know whose car that is. But your man actually pulled me over and he goes, I'm sorry, excuse me. I can see you have no insurance in your car there. What's the story? And I said to him, I said, sorry, I believe in Jesus. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I don't think. He goes, are you being cheeky? Can I see your driving license now? And I said, can you hold my can of Guinness? Let me look for the insurance. Let me just see. I don't know. Oh, sorry, officer, I don't have a license. And he goes, come out of the vehicle now. And I go, why don't you come inside? Because it's fucking freezing. I don't think I want to. But anyway, he checked my stuff. He checked all my stuff and he banned me off the road for 10 years, bro. I've never been so embarrassed in my life going to get the bus and the train.
How many years have you
10
left?
Years, bro.
How many's left?
I have 7 years left.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. Yeah, 7 years
do you
to
want,
go.
You can take a land on my license. You look like me. Trave on my name.
Yeah, but I have a tattoo, bro. That's the only way to be like.
Gav do a few songbirds and be laughing.
Yeah, you know. So that was my first time. That was my first time actually experiencing depression. But the thing about that was, that's one thing I like about Ireland. Everybody here likes to help people. Like, Ireland is the only country that when you're driving, a car will be flashing you just to warn you there's a drink driving checkpoint ahead of you. Like,
or
you
know, speed camera,
you know, that kind of way. In any other country, nobody gives a fuck, bro. Like,
it's
you
all
know,
Facebook statuses where there's a fucking you know, camera, you know, passing centipedes, lads.
Some people actually open an umbrella and stand in front of it. Have you ever seen that?
Just
being
keep
done?
It sitting there.
No just, way.
Have you never seen it?
No,
some
bro.
People just open the umbrella and stand in front of it. It means the
Whoa,
camera.
That is dirty. That's a hero, bro.
Park on their van.
That's a real hero.
Working class hero. Yeah.
Like, oh, working class hero.
We need to get somebody who does that all
you know, working class. And, you know, they like to help people. And I remember when the first time I got my depression and stuff like that, and people started trying to help me, you know, trying to like, you know, oh, look, you'll be fine and stuff, which I wasn't really keen of. I'm like, go away for a second. Let me enjoy this depression. It's my first time getting it. I've never got it before, you know yourself. So let me explore and see what depression feels like, you know. Wow. I just needed to see what it's like, you know yourself. And to be fair, like it's something I would never wish on anybody because, bro, it caused a lot of pain, a lot of, man, I can't explain how I felt, bro. It's what created the Black Paddy today. Because I drank so fucking much in my fucking life that I didn't give a fuck. Like, bro, if I show you a picture, I was big, bro. I was,
were you fat?
Yeah, man, I was active.
Fat party?
Oh, I was active, bro. And I started getting heart palpitation. Like, whoa! Jesus, not now, hold up. And it's what the life knows. How to humble you and how to actually, when the pain, you have to be sick of the pain and have a reason. Because when you're not sick of the pain and you don't have a reason, there will be no way of getting through some certain type of addiction in your life. And when my daughter came out and I knew it was a girl, and I was like, oh shit, this is my daughter. And I don't want her to see the person that I am, you know, that kind of way. Then I said to myself, fuck this. I'm going to start running, bro. I'm going to start.
Is she in Ireland?
No, she's in the Southern Ireland.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Ireland. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask you, where is the best pint of Guinness that you've had down south?
Oh, in the Guinness factory, bro.
In the Guinness factory. And
the reason why the Guinness factory, because they had my face on the fucking Guinness, bro. The black body's face on the black stuff. You can never be that shit, bro. It was actually unreal. Yeah, yeah. So it had to be, the Guinness factory was the best. I think maybe it's just the fact that I seen how it's been made and I was like, I was getting hungry. I was like, no way, all them grains. But it was really cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You seen the full package from right till the end.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, it was
fresh too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's probably the freshest you'll get. One like,
and imagine just straight from the pipe, straight, there's no traveling, just right from the pipe. It was pretty cool. I actually loved it anyway. It was really nice. The Guinness factory, and I had a good crack actually. People there was really friendly.
I've never even been
down there. Oh man, you stand on the highest top, you can see the whole Dublin. They have this little glass
door. Glass, it is.
It's like a 360 view. It was so cool, man. I actually enjoyed that day, bro. It was pretty dope.
When you buy a ticket, you get a free pint at the end.
Yeah. Oh my God.
There was a guy and a girl when I was there with my missus. So she doesn't drink Guinness, so I got her one. And then these two were gone. They don't drink Guinness, so I got their two. So I ended up getting four to myself.
That would have been a good trip.
We went around until, McGregor's restaurant.
The Forge
went around and tried his stout. Do you like that?
Yeah, yeah, I've never tried it before. I've never tried Conor McGregor's drink before. I was this close trying it, then it happened, and I was like, no. I was going to try it, and I heard Nikita's crying.
You need to be careful, because you can see you being the higher profile that you are, you can get cancelled so easy. Like,
yeah, no, they've tried to cancel me. People have tried to cancel me, but like I said, I'm spiritually strong. I have the spirit of God by my side, and like, you know, I've done some certain things that I shouldn't have done, obviously, because when you're on a learning curve trying to be somebody, you actually go through a lot of things in life that you don't understand. So like, because I'm the first viral sensation that came out of Ireland. If you don't even know this, just to let you know, my video was the first viral video going out of Ireland. So that's how much I've started being Fabri D, okay? Now, like I said, I've tried a few things. Like, I've been to a town. I remember going to a town I was in a place called Wexford, and I was doing a Black Party video. Then I don't have a videographer, it was just me doing selfie videos. I was like, ladies and gentlemen, right about now, I'm in Wexford. And as you all know, the Wexford people are known for two things. Either your strawberry or your... and the N-word, the knacker, you know. And I said, but I'm not a strawberry though. So I just put this video, but I didn't know I couldn't say that word. Yeah. And it got me into so much trouble.
You're calling yourself it.
I know, but I don't know, but exactly. See, you get it, but they didn't get it. And I was like, intentionally, I won't put anybody down, because I'm a man who actually love everybody. And to be fair, the traveling communities have supported me a long way, and they've been there for me from the beginning. I remember doing my first traveling video when I played a guy, an African man coming from Africa, coming to Ireland, and I played the other character, a traveler, a black traveler, and I pulled over in my van. I was like, come here, do you want to buy a laptop? And I was like, no, I don't want to buy any laptop. For 50 euro. I was like, what? Laptop for 50 euro? I opened the laptop. I was like, that's deadly. Yeah, I'll give you this laptop for 50 euro. I said, yeah. So I gave him 50 euro and he put the laptop in the bag and he gave it to me. I was really happy. I went home and I opened the bag. It was all full of banana water bottles. I said, what the fuck? And this was a true story. This actually happened to me. You know, and I did this video. I put up online, it went viral, you know. And traveling people started following me since then. But like... like I said, they've nearly cancelled me for that. And the 12th of July video, that was serious as well. The people didn't like that.
Some people won't like.
Yeah, yeah, got it.
Did you get anyone threatening you?
Yeah, yeah, I got a lot of people like, you know, yeah, a lot of. I was even like really scared of leaving my house, but at the end of the day, right?
But that bad, like,
bro. I get people randomly texting me saying, "See you if I ever see you."
People like pick. They're so. They have. What's the word? They have so much pride and like Britain, yeah.
It was funny because even the Protestant people were saying, "I'm taking the piss out of the culture," and the Catholic people are saying, "I'm a traitor." I'm like, I don't know where I stand. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm just black. I don't know.
That's the way we live every day.
Yeah, you know, I'm just in the middle, bro. And I'm like, well, at the end of the day, right? It's just a bit of crack. So, like. It's all about intention, you know. I've prayed to God that, God, this is the reason why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this to divide. I'm not doing this to put anybody down. I'm doing this to bring people together, regardless of who you are. This is why I go out to the world and give out my inner aura to the world and let people know, look, let's have the fun, let's have the crack, you know yourself. So,
did you do all this yourself or via manager?
Everything. Yeah, everything is me, man. Yeah. Everything has been me. Nobody, yeah. Just me. Like I said, me and God.
The one man show.
Yeah, yeah, the one man show, bro.
How many followers are you on?
Yeah, so I am on 600,000 followers on TikTok and 126,000 people. That's a lot. On Instagram, that's huge.
Instagram's harder, isn't it?
No, it's actually easy. It's actually it's just I don't want too much people to be following me at the moment. I like it minimum like that because I know everyone that's following me on Instagram has to, because I know their names and everything. The thing I don't like about Instagram is the fact that I will put a video on my grid, on my timeline on Instagram, right? It will get like 5K views. But on my stories, I get like 20K views. I'm like, what the fuck? Where's the rest? Why is everybody not liking my
reels?
My reels. I'm like, you guys watch what I'm doing right now, but you want to watch my reels?
But, it's weird.
I want to know these motherfuckers individually. We need to have a meeting. I want to see where the 15,000 motherfuckers are gone. Where are you guys? What?
Just snooping on that shit.
Exactly. You know, you see my story where I'm talking about my personal shit, but when I'm happy, y'all not there. Nigga, the fuck. But like, yeah, you know.
And then people that don't even follow you, they'll go on and view your story. Yeah, why do you want to watch me if you're not even following me? You know?
Yeah, who's
that is crazy, bro.
Because I wouldn't do
that. Who's the biggest like blue tech follows you, the highest?
Sorry,
who's the highest profile that would follow you?
Michael Rory, the golfer.
Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, when he followed me that day, I was struggling. No fucking way. Yeah,
that's
he,
good.
Who followed us this week? What do you call him, Jordan?
No way!
I've always
been friends with him, but I never texted him.
He's from Belfast.
I know Jordan.
We do appreciate this coming.
This is gonna make people look at me in a different way. I'm so happy. This is really great, man. Yeah.
Do you not do much podcast?
No, man. I really don't really do. But I like yours because yours is deadly. Mm. I was meant to do a podcast with a lady. She's famous too, really big. But I don't know. The podcast never aired.
So do you get paid to go around the people's bars
No, I don't get paid to go to people's bars. So what happened is, when I visited a town, I look at the town, and if I find any bar really interesting that I'm like, you know what, this is a deadly bar, I just walk into that bar and have the crack, and that's me, you know. Now whenever I do stuff like that, put online, bars, random bars just text me, "Oh, Black Friday, we'd like to invite you to our bar to try our Guinness," and that doesn't go straight to me, it goes to my team. And they will reply and they'll be like, "Okay, cool. If you want the Black Friday to come to your bar, this is how much we charge to come to your bar and have the crack." So
who is your team?
No, basically no. Shout out to Julianne and shout out to Sai. So those are my team. Yeah. So they're all like Sai.
You need to make a living, don't you?
So
for free.
Yeah, exactly. So I pay them as well. These people work with me and they're trying to make life better for me. So if people 100%. Text me, these people reply back. My job is just to deliver. I'm just a content creator. I go everywhere, but when it comes to business, they handle it, because I don't know how to handle business. I'm old school. I'm that guy. Yeah. I will literally sell you jokes if you can give me some cattle.
I'm like that.
That's how I make my money on the side. And stand-up comedy, I do stand-up comedy. You know, I perform at weddings. So I'm literally, next year, I'm flat out on weddings, bro.
That's good,
oh,
mate.
Bro. This,
there you go, mate.
It's good. But sometimes when you have opportunity, like, you know, let's say, for example, you get a call randomly and they say, "Oh, this is BBC. We'd like you to come into BBC to do a film pilots on the 21st of August until the 25th, and you look at your diary, and you have two weddings in Wicklow, and you'll be like, oh, shit.
Can't do it.
You know, and you can't break a wedding.
You're booked out.
You know that kind of way. You're like, wedding is very personal.
You've already got the money spent, too.
On fucking Guinness, basically.
You know, ticket deposits. Yeah, you know,
so yeah, I do weddings. I do, like, you know, I do. I'm like a ninja when it comes to entertainment. You know, so,
everywhere.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. Literally.
So when are you in Belfast too?
Oh yeah,
you're in the north. Sorry,
yeah,
you're in the north.
I will be in the north until Sunday.
So will we see you on Saturday or what?
So I'm thinking the Black Paddy and the Working Class Podcast.
So we've actually never all been out together.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So it's the first time we're all going out together. Hello, it's a mama.
Yeah. Just make sure you bring some weed.
Yeah. You know me, mate. You know me. I always come prepared.
Let's free weed before we go out to that.
Paddy, listen, mate. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, don't worry, man.
Lads, you're a gentleman, mate. Oh, thank you so much, bro. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man.
You're a legend in the game, and it's a pleasure to have you.
I had a great crack.
Appreciate your time too, big man.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.